What's good, y'all? Rick Good here with another episode of Vapor Stories Presents, where I'm bringing you life, culture, and business through my own lens. I should really just pre-record that intro. Anyways, welcome to episode 26, the last and final episode of the season. Why? Because I say so. And because I'm following anime and TV logic. Don't judge. So here's the deal. I live my life in chapters, and since I'm 34 now, I figure it's time to start fresh as I round the sun on another adventure. It's been fun. I've learned a lot this season, so I'm glad to have been able to share it with everyone. Since we're wrapping it up and packing it up in this episode, let's take a minute to recap the vibe of season 3. So without further ado, let's get it. Alright, so when I started this season, I was doing a deep dive in Black history and wanted to share the dedicated Black/African diaspora holidays with you, while also educating everyone on some highly overlooked figures in the Black community. I had a strong start with episode 13, 15, and 16, sharing some facts about George Washington Carver, Black History Month, and Rosa Parks on their respective days. But my plan quickly fizzled out as I realized the amount of information that I had hoped to pack into a single episode was a bit taxing, and I wouldn't have much time for anything else. I was also able to squeeze in a quick Culture 2 episode at number 14, which discussed the events of January 6th, attempted coup d'etat day. Honestly, cultural episodes are a bit revved up, and sometimes I wonder if I should tone it down a notch, but that thought is quickly dismissed because without diametrically opposed views, we can't honestly grow as a people. Plus, the last one received a lot of airtime, so what are you gonna do? For the next few episodes, from 17 to 23, excluding 20, I decided to transition to leveling up my life. It was based on a self-help book by Steve Cab, who simply gamified goal setting. Your goals were now quests, and each milestone was preceded by experience points and various buckets of skills. Sounds goofy, but it paid off. It allowed me to go from my doughboy weight of 195 pounds to my lean, twig-like structure of 155 pounds. During this time, I focused on eating plant-based, working out at home, hiking, and meditation, which I get into in those episodes. Quick side note. At age 5-ish, I decided that 33 was my favorite number after watching this Schoolhouse Rock episode about 3s being the magic number, which, spoiler, is true if you know anything about vortex math and sacred geometry. Since then, I've been waiting to see what age 33 would be like, and honestly, it didn't disappoint. Sure, there were some highs and lows, but overall, I wouldn't have traded it for the world. My kids were able to study abroad, I rediscovered my love for self, be it performing on stage, educating myself on culture, or achieving my business/career goals, and I gained some new friends along the way. Despite it being 2021, the year of the plague, for me, it really wasn't so bad. Alright, so where was I? Oh, right. So that covers episode 13 through 23 minus episode 20, which I had dropped as a bonus in defense of Naomi Osaka. So, Osaka had skipped a contractual press conference due to poor mental health, and the media went nuts. I couldn't get behind the bashing because yes, the press, by design, are vultures who wish to gouge out every bit of sanity from public figures without any regard for their well-being. With that said, you do you, Osaka, because if you're busy taking care of everyone else, who's going to take care of you? That leaves us with episode 24 and 25. In episode 24, Rick's Personal Goals, I talked about some past, present, and future goals that I've been hacking away at, like paying off house and car debt, owning a business, advancing my career, and stuff like such. Speaking of advancing, episode 25, which was the third installment of the Let's Talk About Culture episode, went over my thoughts on DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion, which is the space that I'm pushing to work in at my company soon. And that really wraps it up. It's no secret, I love to flex my creativity, and my most recent undertaking has been to revive my hip-hop artist skills via TikTok raps. I love it so much that I'm planning a future series where I do a song breakdown to give a detailed description of meanings and inspiration for each track. Go ahead and do me a solid and follow my journey at TikTok at RickGoodDes, that's R-Y-K, good, D-E-S-U, all one word. Let me know which song resonates with you the most and why in the comments when you get there. My favorite is Second Form. That's the song you hear in the background now. It's too good. So again, that's Rick Good Des on TikTok. Much appreciated in advance. Peace and much love to you.
What's going on, everybody? It's your boy, Three Fingers, a part of the Freshest Crew, co-host of the All Points Podcast. I want to give a big shout out to Rick with 8-Bit Stories Presents for giving me this opportunity to promote my podcast. Once you're done listening to this show, go ahead and do us a solid. Check out the All Points Podcast wherever you listen to your podcast. We talk about everything from pop culture, politics, hip hop, and all the crazy things happening in our everyday lives. So if you're into that or just a little bit curious of what we're talking about, go ahead and check us out. That's the All Points Podcast. Also, like us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, and tell us 8-Bit Story sent you. There might be a little prize in there if you do. Well, I gotta go. Thanks again, Rick. That's the All Points Podcast, and we are out of here.
Thank you for listening to my dad's podcast. I hope you like it as much as I do. Don't forget to subscribe so that he can keep making more content. Arigato!
So, what's next? Well, since I had a lot of fun writing lyrics last year, I figure I'm past due for a lyrical breakdown because, believe it or not, I actually do put a lot of thought into the direction and meaning behind each song. Except Clean a Plane, which was a parody of Make It Rain. That one was just a nonsensical freestyle with my bro J5. But most others, especially the later years, were pretty well thought out. Between the lyric breakdowns and a few current events from time to time, I think those should do. And with that, I'm out. So I know it feels like I've been slacking, but trust me when I say, I kind of have been. But in between slacking, I've been focusing on getting my art business up, Rerouse Craft, check it out, getting my career in order. I basically commandeered a supervisor spot at work, and focusing on family life. Like we just got done driving to Wichita in the Tesla recently. All this to say that I've got plenty of excuses. But back to the outro. So I appreciate you taking the time to check out 8-Bit Stories Presents. Be sure to subscribe if you vibe, share if you care, and as always, stay powerful.
Stay powerful.
And stay awesome.
Stay awesome.
Peace.
Peace.